Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
A bright, homegrown North Cougar who's had a positive impact on winning over the past 15 years on varsity staffs at North, South, and Martinsville. Anthony Lindsay, the 39-year-old, was officially approved Tuesday night by the MCCSC School Board to replace Scott Bless, who retired recently after 19 years and this past season's historical unbeaten regular season on the north side. Lindsay served as quarterback and running backs coach under Bless the past 4 years. North finished as the lone unbeaten in Class 5A in 23. They were number one in the state, won Conference Indiana, but had its season end disappointingly in the sectional semifinal, falling to Bloomington South. AL, a player's coach in his dealings, his relationships with his players, as well as his rapport with parents and the school administration on the north side. He's paid his dues. Young man that I watched grow up, called his high school games, and now here he is, the new football coach at his high school alma mater, Anthony Lindsay. Maroon and gold through and through. You know the old saying, it's a great day to be a Cougar. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
New Hoosier football coach Kurt Cignetti is gearing up for his first spring practices as head coach. And in a recent sit-down with my man Don Fisher, Coach Sig shed some light on his goals for the spring. Practices will start on the Thursday, March the 21st. But right now, Kurt's mission is to eliminate the negative mindset in the Hoosier football program.
Really excited to see what kind of development we make as a team in the next 2 months in the strength and conditioning program. I've got a great guy running it, Derek Owings. I think he's the best in the country. And here's one thing I'm going to say. You know, we're into the program for 3 days, okay? And a lot of the new guys are kind of thriving in it. And there are certain position groups of the returners that are thriving in it as well. There's some position groups that are a little soft, and there's some softness in this place that we need to eliminate. Before we have to worry about, like, stock and complacency when you win all the time, making sure you're not feeling too great after all these wins, we got to get rid of this softness so we can put ourselves in a position of stock complacency.
And as Coach Kurt was telling Fish, he'll have then 2 months to really develop that with the new strength and conditioning staff before March 21 rolls around. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.